They're just a few days old, but these babies are already helping save China from overpopulation. None of them will ever know what it is to have a brother or a sister. It's state-controlled family planning, but nearly everyone here accepts it. Another child in China means another mouth to feed, this young mother told me, another person who needs a job. To enforce the one-child policy, abortion is encouraged by the government. But the hospitals that carry out the terminations make no mention of an unforeseen side effect.
There's a traditional preference here for male children, which is why the majority of pregnancies aborted in China are female. By some estimates, 50 million baby girls have gone missing, presumed aborted, simply because they weren't boys.
The government's now banned the use of ultrasounds for prenatal sex testing. But that hasn't stopped parents wanting to guarantee a baby boy. And illegal testing is widespread. The result is a social time bomb, primed to explode in cities like Wuxie in southern China. Its playgrounds have been thrown off balance by sex-selective abortions. There are twice as many little boys here as there are little girls. It's the most lopsided population in China, but the pattern's the same across the country. It's already driving some men to kidnapping brides. State television recently showed police rescuing these women, some as young as 14, all sold for £3,000 a head by a gang of human traffickers. But in Wuxie, they're still in denial. None of these parents would admit there was any imbalance at all. Only one man said he wanted to tell us the truth.
We can only have one child. So when people get pregnant, they go to the hospital for an ultrasound. And if it's a girl, they get rid of it. That's why there are more boys here.
This is the reality of the one-child policy. A classroom of 40 children with just 9 girls. And for millions of boys, it means a future in which they may never have a sweetheart to serenade. Holly Williams, Sky News, Wuxie, Southern China.